And KVGC News Time is now 8 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Friday, the second day of June for 2017. In the news for today, the Amador County Sheriff's Department says, if you see something, say something. All this comes after an alert citizen helped nab an attempted car burglar. It happened Thursday afternoon when an employee at the Pine Grove Market noticed a man inside her co-worker's car attempting to steal it. The woman alerted the owner of the car and confronted the suspect, who ran away after a photograph was taken of the man on a cell phone. The sheriff's office was called and immediately checked the roadways, woods, and homes in the area for the man, but were unable to immediately locate him. Hours later, a citizen reported a suspicious man walking along Highway 88 near Climax Road. Deputies found the man and discovered he was indeed the person captured in the photograph at the scene of the attempted vehicle theft. Deputies arrested 33-year-old Sacramento resident Arnell Serrano Jr. for attempted vehicle theft, probation violation, and outstanding warrants. The sheriff's office thanks the Pine Grove Market employee and the citizen for being observant and for speaking up.
Well, Calaveras Sheriff detectives looking for two men accused of breaking into a jewelry store in Valley Springs Tuesday morning. According to Sergeant Anthony Eberhardt, sheriff deputies dispatched to Firefall Jewelers in the Valley Springs area for a commercial burglary. Once there, they noticed damage to the front door and, upon reviewing video surveillance, determined two men forcibly entered the store, took more than 50 citizen watches and other miscellaneous gold and silver jewelry. The total valued at over $14,500. Now, the suspects described as follows. Suspect 1, 20 years of age, white male, 5'11", with a goatee, wearing a hoodie sweatshirt and a ball cap. Now, suspect 2, also 20, 5 foot, well, in the early 20s, about 5'9", brown hair, also wearing a hoodie sweatshirt. Now, the vehicle that may be associated with suspects here is an older brown mid-size van, similar to a GMC Safari or Chevy Astro van. Now, if you know anything about the burglary, call the Calaveras Sheriff Office anonymous tip line at 754-6030 or the Sheriff Office business line at 754-6500.
A grass fire that broke out in the Herald area yesterday was reported fully contained just before 8 p.m. last night. Smoke from the fire, which was visible from Amador County throughout the afternoon, started off of Clay East Road near the county line and was initially reported to have burned around 80 acres. As a result of better mapping, CAL FIRE was able to determine the true size of the blaze, 68 acres. CAL FIRE and local fire officials remind you to be fire safe this summer.
A man charged with killing a Valley Springs man in Sacramento last year has been convicted of first-degree murder. Kane Thompson was found guilty by a jury in the shooting last year of Nicholas Jaffrey of Valley Springs. According to reports, Thompson told Jaffrey, a marijuana grower, that he was a legitimate marijuana seller, and the two met at an apartment complex parking lot to negotiate a marijuana deal. Another man walked from the complex towards the vehicle with a shotgun while Thompson pulled out a handgun and warned Jaffrey not to get killed over the deal. Jaffrey tried to flee, but Thompson shot and killed him, then fled with the man's marijuana.
Well, the governor's state budget cuts have raised concerns for the tree mortality program in Calaveras County. The Calaveras Tree Mortality Task Force has been working this past year to put together programs that would help the public remove hazardous, dead and dying trees caused by 5 years of drought and bark beetle infestation. Now, dead and dying trees along public roadways and next to homes, commonly unstable, and pose a threat to life and property. The governor's 2017-18 budget cuts the tree mortality funding from $52.7 million a year to only $2 million statewide. So that's over a $50 million drop there. Now, Calaveras officials are presently concerned by the reductions to the tree program and felt it was significantly, or that it will significantly affect the county's ability to manage dead and dying trees.
The Amador Water Agency continues their work to improve water service upcountry. The water agency just dug a trench for the new water line near the intersection of Buckhorn Ridge and Pioneer Creek Roads. The new pipeline will connect the water tank on Deadwood Court to homes on Carson Drive. It will increase fire hydrant flows and eliminate periods of low water pressure in homes and at Pioneer Elementary School during the use of hydrants. The construction is fully paid for by a community development block grant to Amador County. Amador County supervisors partnered with the Amador Water Agency in receiving a $1.42 million grant to upgrade water mains in the area, improving water pressure for homes, correcting a health hazard, and improving water supply for firefighting.
And during the months of summer vacation, teens hit the road more often than they hit the books. But it's important for young drivers to remember too much summer relaxation could become a fatal distraction when they're behind the wheel. According to AAA, teen crashes spike during the summer months because teens are out of school and spend more time on the roadway. AAA urges parents to get involved and talk to their teens about the dangers of risky behind-the-wheel driving and the three factors that commonly result in deadly accidents: distraction, not buckling up, and speeding. If you'd like more information on safe driving tips for the summer, check out the teen driving page on the AAA website.
And the California State Legislature has passed a bill aimed at boosting the sale of fishing licenses here in the state. SB 187 will make a license valid for a full year from the time of purchase. Now, currently, a license is only good until the end of the calendar year, regardless of the month it was purchased. Now, the legislation was pushed by motherlode Republican Senator Tom Berryhill over multiple past sessions, but has always been subject to less support. Senator Berryhill says the change could help both outdoor tourism and state revenue, noting that in 1980, when licenses were only $5, California issued more than 2.2 million fishing licenses annually. Today, the base price for a license has increased to $47.01, while the number of annual licenses sold has decreased by 55%. The bill will now move to the Assembly for consideration, and if approved, will go to California Governor Jerry Brown.
Now, tonight is graduation night for the Amador County Schools and for Bret Hart. So for Amador High School, the graduation begins at 7:30, and at Argonaut, it is 8 o'clock, and for Bret Hart High School, it is also at 7:30, so make it on out there to one of those ceremonies. They've got a sober grad coming up after that, and also we've got the Italian picnic, so...
All right.
Very busy night.
Thank you, Joe. That wraps up a look at local news for this Gold Country, Friday, the second day of June for 2017. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
I'm Joey Geedy.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.